Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A couple of times in recent years, I have randomly sought folks out as I've been out and about and have asked them, "What is your favorite verse in Scripture?" And as you might guess, more than half of those that I've asked have replied that it is the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm is their favorite. I kind of suspect this to be true each time I ask folks, and so when they tell me that it's their favorite, I ask them why. Most of the responses are, it's comforting, it's encouraging, it's familiar. I think the familiarity of Psalm 23 makes this beautiful psalm with beautiful language a balm for our souls. And I hope that today, as we think a little bit more about this psalm and ponder it, that it might be a balm for our souls. So often we tend to think of the 23rd Psalm at the time of death, or as someone is dying, or a psalm that we often use at a funeral. And there is good reason for this. These words are incredibly comforting. It's in times of deep pain and grief and sadness, these words about who God is and all that God does for us really reach deep into our souls to bring us solace. But I also think that this psalm is more than just a psalm for times near death and funerals. I think this psalm has a lot to say about life. I think this psalm is also about living. This beautiful poetic confession of faith opens with, "The Lord is my shepherd." This is a very common image for us throughout Scripture. We can think of other verses in the Psalms that say things like, "We are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand." And every year on this fourth Sunday of Easter, we hear Jesus remind us that he is the good shepherd. Someone mentioned to me this week that this psalm took on even more meaning for them when they realized that Jesus would have known this psalm, and that he likely prayed this psalm over and over in his own heart and used it to meditate on who God is. And so when he says to his disciples that he is the good shepherd, this psalm is at the forefront of his mind, and he is offering them that he is the good shepherd mentioned in this psalm. Our shepherd leads us and provides for us and cares for us. And this psalm, in such beautifully poetic language, I think helps us understand what that means as the verses go on. Our shepherd provides for us, and truly, we lack nothing. There isn't one object, immaterial or material, that we can think of that we lack in God's presence, because in God's love, everything we need is found. But this requires us to do the work of distinguishing between our wants and our needs. There are a lot of things that we want. Our list of gimmies, as the Berenstain Bears book writes about, our list of gimmies is quite long. But the list of the things that we need are all provided for us by God's hand. In our old friend, the Small Catechism, listen to these words about the first part of the Apostles' Creed. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth." Luther always asks, what does this mean? "I believe that God has created me together with all that exists. God has given me and still preserves my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all limbs and senses, reason and all mental faculties. In addition, God daily and abundantly provides shoes and clothing, food and drink, house and farm, spouse and children, fields, livestock, and all property, along with all the necessities and nourishment for this body and life. I think one of the things that the pandemic has done for many of us, I know it's done this for me, that it has helped to pare back my life a little bit and help me understand and refocus that there is much less I need in life than all of the things I want. Really, what I need is shelter and clothing and food and drink and love and companionship. A lot of the extras in our life have been pulled back this year. And as we move into life post-pandemic, there are a lot of things that I don't think I need to add back in because they aren't necessarily things that I need. And so my hope and prayer for all of us is that as we journey from this pandemic stage of life and what it has meant for us, that when we go into this new season of post-pandemic life, that we are really thoughtful about distinguishing between our wants and our needs and what it is that we really need in life and need to grow and thrive in our relationship with God and others, and what are the things that we can leave behind. We have the call to refocus our priorities on loving God and loving our neighbors. And this psalm reminds us that in God, in God's love, we have all that we need. We lack nothing. But that also requires us to trust fully in the Lord and a little bit less in ourselves. We have become so accustomed to providing for ourselves, for all that we want and need. And when we trust more fully in ourselves, it means that we trust less in God. And so this psalm reminds us that we are to trust in God and less in ourselves, because God gives us all that we need. God gives us our very lives, and God gives us God's very self in Christ Jesus and in filling us with the Holy Spirit. We can proclaim with confidence that the Lord is our shepherd, and we lack nothing, because God loves us and cares for us. Our shepherd guides us along the terrain and journey of the geography of life. As we all know, the terrain of life can be difficult at times. It is not always smooth sailing. But God guides us along this geography. In the uncertain times when there are challenges, challenges that we face, those we love face, or that the world faces, God is there with us, guiding us through it. In the heat of the day, God is with us. When we are hungry and weary and parched as we journey through life, God safely guides us to rest and to nourishment. Just because there is rough terrain, just because we get weary, just because we get hungry, and just because there are enemies in this geography, doesn't mean that God isn't with us, because God is with us in the midst of all of that, guiding us and leading us. In the long and winding narrow roads of life, God is there too, protecting us and leading us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. There isn't one single step in this life that we will take when God is not right there beside of us, holding our hand, walking ahead of us, leading the way, and following us right behind us to catch us when we fall. We are never, ever alone. Even when we walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, our shepherd is there with us, continuing to care for us and lead us and guide us. in the places of our deepest fears and troubles, God comforts us. I think it's interesting to note that our shepherd doesn't steer us clear of these valleys. No, God instead walks with us through them. We all know all too well that we will walk through valleys of the shadow of death. We all already have, probably more than once, and it's likely that there will be more. But our hope is that we don't journey through them alone. God is with us, and even when enemies persist and threats abound and our hearts are broken and all of the other things that happen in those valleys of the shadow of death, God is with us. And because God is with us, we fear no evil. No evil, because God is with us. And beloved, remember that even the darkness is not dark to God. And so when God is with us in those dark valleys, it's not dark to God. In God's presence, darkness loses all its power. Our shepherd guides us through those dark valleys, and because his presence abides with us, we fear no evil. This past year and a half, have been quite different than I imagined that they would be. I think you would say the same. I was looking through some pictures on my phone the other day, and I came across a picture of myself on New Year's Eve of 2019. I had a little hat on and a fun shirt, and I remember thinking, we are on the eve of not just a new year, but a new decade. There was a lot on the news and in articles about what this new decade might bring. And little did any of us know that 3 short months later, that we would be in the midst of a global pandemic. Even in the midst of all that this past year has held, and it's been different for all of us, but it's been common for all of us in that we've all had to sacrifice and we've all had to endure loss in some shape or form, God has been present with us through all of it. And Jesus has been there right alongside of us, offering comfort and courage. Because in his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus restores our souls. He leads us in paths of righteousness, and he accompanies us through the darkest of valleys. He spreads before us his holy supper, in the presence of sin and death. And he pursues us with his gracious love all the days of our lives. This is most certainly true. Of all the things that we know to be true, this is most certainly true. That our good shepherd provides and cares for us, loves us beyond all imagining, and in God's presence, even darkness loses its power. These beautiful words in Psalm 23, these words of truth, this confession of faith, mean so much to us throughout all of our lives, not just at death, because through every season, in every moment, our shepherd is there with us. So don't let these be words that you just read aloud at a time of death or at a funeral. Read them often. Memorize them. Let God write them upon your heart so that when you are lonely or sad or fearful, whatever it is that you're going through, that God can comfort you and guide you with these words. To close, I'm going to read again the 23rd Psalm in the King James Version, because I think no matter which translation of the Bible we have, we all know the 23rd Psalm in the King James Version. And I'm going to read it slowly so that we can think about what each image means as it describes more fully who God is and what God does for us and for the world. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.